რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
19 საათია თბილისის დროით. მოისმენთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელსაც რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობა ლიკლიკაძე წარმოგიდგათ. თავდაპირველად მოკლედ ხის უმთავრეს ახალ ამბებზე. საქართველოს პარლამენტი მთავრობის განახლებული შემადგენლობის კენჭის ყისათვის ემზადება. ჩერნოგორიაში ნატოში გაწვნების გამო მთავრობის დობის საკითხი წამოიჭრა. ერაყის მთავრობის მეთაური განთავისუფლებულ რამადიში ჩავიდა. 2015 წელს მსოფლიოში 67 ჟურნალისტი მოკლეს. გამოშვებას დავიწყებთ საქართველოდან მიღებული ცნობებით. საქართველოს პარლამენტში მიმდინარეობს სიგარეშეს ხდომა, რომლის დღის წესრიგშია ერთადერთი საკითხი მთავრობის შემადგენლობისა და მისი პროგრამის განხილვა, მინისტრთა კაბინეტისათვის დობის გამოცხადება. სამთავრობო პროგრამა ძლიერი დემოკრატიული ერთიანი საქართველოსათვის დეპუტატებს წარუდგინა პრემიერ-მინისტრობის კანდიდატმა გიორგი კვირიკაშვილმა, რომელიც ამაც რამდენიმე ძირითადი მიმართულება გამოჰყო.
მე კიდევ ერთხელ მინდა გავიმეორო, საქართველოს საგარეო ვექტორი არის ევროპული, ევროატლანტიკური ინტეგრაცია. ჩვენ მომხრევართ რუსეთთან პრაგმატული ურთიერთობების, რათა საგარეო პოლიტიკური რისკები შევამციროთ, რათა საქართველოს დასავლურ ვექტორს არ დაემუქროს არაფერი. შერიგების პოლიტიკასთან დაკავშირებით ჩვენ უნდა გადავდგათ თამამი ნაბიჯები.
განცხადა გიორგი კვირიკაშვილმა. პარლამენტისაგან დობის მისაღებად საქართველოს მთავრობის განახლებულ შემადგენლობას სჭირდება მინიმუმ 76 დეპუტატის ხმა. მინისტრთა კაბინეტს და მის პროგრამას მხარს არ უჭერენ საპარლამენტო უმცირესობა, ნაციონალური მოძრაობა და ფრაქცია თავისუფალი დემოკრატები. არასაპარლამენტო ოპოზიციის ნაწილი და ადვოკატთა ასოციაცია ორდღიანი კონსულტაციების შემდეგ მივიდა დასკვნამდე, რომ იუსტიციის უმაღლესი საბჭოს მოქმედი შემადგენლობა უნდა დაიშალოს, ხოლო მისი ფორმირების წესი შეიცვალოს. აღნიშნულ მოთხოვნას შეიცავს განცხადება, რომელიც დღეს გამართულ შეხვედრაზე მიიღეს. საქართველოში საზოგადოებრივი პროტესტი მოჰყვა საქართველოს იუსტიციის უმაღლესი საბჭოს მიერ საბჭოს მდივან ლევან მურუსიძის სააპელაციო სასამართლოს მოსამართლე დარჩევას. ოპონენტების თქმით, სანდრო გირგლიანის, სულხან მოლაშვილისა და სხვა გახმაურებულ საქმეებზე თავის დროზე გამოტანილი უკანონო გადაწყვეტილებების გამო ლევან მურუსიძეს მოსამართლეობის უფლება არ აქვს. გამოშვებას უცხოეთის ამბებით განვაგრძობთ. რუს პოლიტიკოს ბორის ნემცოვის ყველობაში მონაწილეობისას ეჭმიტანილებს საბოლოო ბრალდება წაუყენეს ბრალის დამტკიცების შემთხვევაში. მათ უვადო პატიმრობა ემუხრებათ. ოპოზიციონერი პოლიტიკოსი ბორის ნემცოვი 27 თებერვალს საღამოს მოსკოვის ცენტრში მოკლეს. საქმის გამოძიების ფარგლებში დაპატიმრებულია ჩეშნეთის ხუთი წარმომადგენელი: ზაურ დადაევი, ანზორ გუბაშევი, ზამზად ბახაევი, შადეთ გუბაშევი და ტემერლან ესკერხანოვი. რუსეთის საგამოძიებო კომიტეტის განცხადებით, ბორის ნემცოვის ყველობის შემკვეთი და ორგანიზატორი იყო რუსლან მუხუტდინოვი, რომლის საქმეც ცალკე წარმოებაში გამოიყო. მუხუტდინოს დაუსწრებლად მიუსაჯეს პატიმრობა, იგი ძებნაში იმყოფება. ჩერნოგორიის პრემიერ-მინისტრმა მილო ჯუკანოვიჩმა 28 დეკემბერს მთავრობისადმი დობის საკითხის კენჭის ხაზზე დაყენება გადაწყვიტა მასში მრავალკვირიანი საპროტესტო გამოსვლების შედეგად, რაც ნატოში ჩერნოგორიის მიწვევას მოჰყვა. ბოლო თვეებში ოპოზიციური პარტიები მოითხოვდნენ ჯუკანოვიჩის გადადგომას, ხოლო პოლიციის პესტანიშვილების რასს დედაქალაქ პოდგორისაში შეტაკება მოუხდა ათასობით დემონსტრანტთან, რომლებიც ვადამდელი საპარლამენტო არჩევნების ჩატარებას მოითხოვდნენ. თუ ჩერნოგორიის პრემიერ-მინისტრი და მთავრობა ვერ მოიპოვებენ დობას კენჭის ხაზზე, რომელიც 2016 წლის დასაწყისში დაინიშნა, მაშინ ჩერნოგორიაში ვადამდელი არჩევნები ჩატარდება. ჩერნოგორიამ 2 დეკემბერს მიიღო მიწვევა ნატოსაგან, რაც წარმატებით დაასრულა გაწევრიანების სამოქმედო პროგრამის ნაკისი საშინაო დავალება. ერაყის სახელმწიფო ტელევიზიამ გაავრცელა ქვეყნის პრემიერ-მინისტრ ჰეიდარ ალი აბადის ექსტრემისტული ორგანიზაცია ისლამური სახელმწიფოსაგან გათავისუფლებულ ქალაქ რამადიში ჩასვლის კადრები. ერაყის არმიამ შეერთებული შტატების საავიაციო მხარდაჭერით ექსტრემისტებისაგან გათავისუფლა რამადის ცენტრი და სახელმწიფო დროშა აღმართა სამთავრობო რეზიდენციაზე, თუმცა ისლამური სახელმწიფო აცხადებს, რომ მისი მებრძოლები კვლავ აკონტროლებენ ქალაქის ცალკეულ უჯრედებს. პროფესიული მოვალეობის შესრულების დროს 2015 წელს სუმცირე 67 ჟურნალისტი დაიღუპა, ნათქვამია პარიზში არსებული ორგანიზაციის რეპორტიორები უსაზღვრებოდ გამოქვეყნებულ ყოველწლიურ კვლევაში. ჟურნალისტების სიცოცხლისათვის ყველაზე უფრო საშიშ ქვეყნებად დასახელდნენ სირია, ერაყი და საფრანგეთი. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობა ლიკლიკაძემ გადაცანით.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again, and welcome to our request hour. Border Crossings is on the air, and we are live from Studio 4 in Washington, D.C. on a rainy Tuesday. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's the phone number to get your request played or to get a VOA 2016 calendar. They are free. All you need to do is let us know where to send one, and we will. 202-619-2077. We'll start off today's show with a request from Sierra Leone. This one is for Kamara, and it is Fifth Harmony Worth It on Border Crossings.
Hey, we're Fifth Harmony.
And here's our new single, Sledgehammer, from our new album, Reflection.
And you're listening to Border Crossing.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off. But you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting out front.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time.
It's all on you, so what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just enough.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off. But you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing how you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. But you acting shy for.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight.
Border Crossings, Fifth Harmony, they're worth it. Reflections, the name of the album that came out this year. They have a new album planned for 2016, and they say it'll be more R&B, and they are looking forward to the new album. They're busy working on that, doing some recording, doing some shows, and they formed together on the set of The X Factor, and Simon Cowell's the guy that put them all together. They were solo artists before, but just like Little Mix in the UK, they came together on The X Factor in One Direction, another band that was formed by Simon Cowell on the show. But Camila Cabello, who is one of the members of Fifth Harmony and is reportedly dating Shawn Mendes, the two of them recorded a song together. Camila told a Latina magazine that, yes, Fifth Harmony will break up. Just don't know when. Right now, we're doing our thing and enjoying things the way they are, but it's inevitable. That's her word. Inevitable that we all have different aspirations and goals and will one day pursue those in different directions. I'm Larry London, and thank you, Kamara, for requesting that song here on Border Crossings. As we begin the Tuesday program together, I want to say hello to Julian, who checked in on Facebook, Abu Bakar, Ben Kanu, a longtime friend of ours, is back on Facebook, Firu, Gebrselassie, Eden Tedese, Larry Wong. Those are just a few of the folks who have joined us today. Eden also wrote a nice message and posted a nice thing about our One Direction YouTube video that I put up there. Now, talking about One Direction, you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. One Direction were on a popular talk show, a late-night talk show in the U.S. with James Corden. And he gets these guests to sit in a car and sing while he drives up and down the road in Hollywood. And One Direction all fit into the car, and all of them sang along with him, and it was a lot of fun. So you can check that out. I put that video up, and it's gotten a lot of views. Sheku in Ethiopia says, Larry, stir it up. Here's Bob Marley, by request on Border Crossings.
Yeah. Border Crossing on VOA 1.
Christina Aguilera, and that is a beautiful song from a beautiful young lady with a beautiful voice. And a happy birthday to Christina, who turned 35 last week. That is a request from Diane, who is in Kuwait, listening to Border Crossings. Christina's nickname is Extina. That's what she goes by. In fact, she's got a tattoo on the back of her neck, which is covered by her hair.
and it says Extina. And apparently there's word right now that she wants her chair back on The Voice, a chair as a coach that she lost to Gwen Stefani. So far there's been no formal announcement about season 10, the next season, other than Christina Aguilera posting a tweet. And she wrote the following: Mama's coming back. The Voice, season 10. So who knows? Because they haven't officially announced the coaches for next season. We don't know if Gwen Stefani's going to be back or not. She seems to be well-liked by the viewers of the show and by the other judges, especially Blake Shelton, who's been dating Gwen Stefani. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and I thank you for tuning into our show. If you would like to make a request, there are several different ways that you can do that. You can call 202-619-2077. And Felicia will be taking requests and dedications at 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to our Twitter account, twitter.com, and send a tweet to BCVOA. That's our Twitter address, BCVOA. And you can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Which is a great place to make requests and dedications and just hang out if you're a Border Crossings listener. Wesley Ballin said, I'm listening in Brazil. Greetings from Brazil. Julie and Asmoa checked in just a bit ago to say hi and said, I'm excited because it's my birthday today. And it also marks 10 years since I've been listening to Border Crossings. So, Julian, first of all, happy birthday. And secondly, thank you so much for your support of a decade now. We really appreciate that, Julian. Abu Bakar is with us. Ben Kanu, I mentioned earlier. Solomon Zelalem is tuned into the show. And Seth is with us as well, Augustino. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Coming up in this hour, in about 20 more minutes, Ray McDonald joins us and tells us about today's biggest chart hits. So hang around. That's coming up. Up next, Peter in the UK requested this next song. Peter calls in from time to time. So hello, Peter. Thanks for checking in with us. And he's requested a Led Zeppelin song. A little bit of Led Zeppelin news. Jimmy Page unfortunately lost his house. Jimmy Page's manor was destroyed by fire Wednesday, last week. And so, unfortunately, the news story says fire crews brought the fire at the manor known as Boleskine House under control after 7 hours of fighting the blaze at approximately 1:40 p.m. local time. According to the Newmarket Journal, 60% of the building had been destroyed by fire by the time the crews arrived. And also a little bit of better news for Jimmy Page fans, even though Led Zeppelin won't be getting back together and Robert Plant is doing his own thing. Jimmy Page has announced his very first solo tour in 2016, and this will be his first tour in 20 years. So Jimmy Page is going to be going out and rocking on his guitar in the 2016. This is Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Away.
თავისუფლება ყოველ დღე აშუქებს საერთაშორისო პოლიტიკის მთავარ თემებს, მნიშვნელოვან მოვლენებსა და განცხადებებს.
აბემუს პაპამ.
La protection de Charlie Hebdo et qui ont été tués.
Советский Союз распался. А что такое Советский Союз? Это Россия и есть, только называлась по-другому.
Уисминет FM 107.4-ზე და სპასიჩინებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Oh, those fools anymore. They won't build no hospitals. They won't build those fools anymore. They won't build no hospitals. All they build will be prison, prison. All they build will be prison, prison. All they build will be prison, prison. All they build will be.
And Ali Haji Mambo requested that song for Nigerians all around the world, and that is Lucky Dubé, the title track from his 1989 album Prisoner. And Ali Haji, thank you for requesting that song. Lucky Dubé, whose real name was Lucky Philip Dubé, recorded 22 albums in Zulu. He's from Joburg. He recorded a number of albums in many languages, Afrikaans, which is the language of South Africa, and a couple of songs in English, reggae music along the way. But it wasn't until he recorded his fifth album that he got into reggae music. A lot of people didn't realize this, but he had a sound that he described as super soul before his fifth album, when his engineer producer said, you know, we need to do some reggae stuff, man. Let's go, man. So they did, and Lucky Dubé got his start in his cousin's band, which was called the Love Band, doing soul music at that time. But I thank you very much, Ali Haji Mambo in Nigeria, for requesting that song. And our prayers and thoughts go out to everybody in Nigeria who are dealing with all of the unfortunate violence and the deaths, you know, which is the result of Boko Haram right now, you know, attacking and killing people. And it's just, it's horrible. It's horrific, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know that we're thinking of you in Nigeria, as many parts of the world are dealing with the challenges of all kinds, sizes, shapes, colors, ethnicities. And so there you go. This is Border Crossings. We're at least sharing one common thing together, and that is our love of music. Music is, as I've said many times over the years, the international language. And so here we are on the Border Crossings, where we play all kinds of music for everybody around the world. From reggae music to pop music, we'll put on Ray Charles, we'll put on, you know, you name it. We play pretty much just about everything under the sun or the clouds, depending on the weather. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's our phone number. I did want to mention this is the final week of 2015. 2016 is only days away. And hopefully 2016 will bring a better story, better news headlines in the year ahead. And I know that on Friday we will have a special program. I won't be here for the live Border Crossings program, but on Friday I will play the top songs of the year, according to yours truly. So there's no official Billboard chart or anything, but I'm going to assemble my top 10 pop songs from this past year, and I'm going to bring them to you on Friday's show. It won't be a request program. We're going to play the biggest hits of the past year, as we've done in previous years. But this time it's Larry's top 10. It's not Billboard's top 10. It's Larry's top 10. So tune in on Friday to hear that. All right, Celine Dion recently celebrated her 21st wedding anniversary with Rene Angeli. And unfortunately, Rene is battling terminal cancer. Celine's been by his side. She's employing the best doctors available to give him around-the-clock care. And he urged her to go back to work and start performing again at Caesar's Palace in the Coliseum, so she's done just that. This is a request from Minaj, who's in Kuwait. It's Celine Dion here on Border Crossings, If You Asked Me To. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Used to be that I believed in something. Used to be that I believed in love. It's been a long time since I've had that feeling. I could love someone, I could trust someone. I said I'd never let nobody near my heart again, darling. I said I'd never let nobody in. Just might change my mind and let you in my life forever. If you ask me to, I just might give my heart and stay here in your arms forever. If you ask me to, if you ask me to,
with Larry London on VOA 1.
If I could fly, I'd be coming right back home to you. I think I might give up everything, just ask me to. Pay attention, I hope that you listen, 'cause I let my guard down. Right now I'm completely defenseless, for your eyes only I show you my heart. But when you're lonely and forget who you are, I'm missing half of me. When we're apart, now you know me. eyes only. For your eyes only.
I've got scars, even though they can't always be seen. And pain gets hard, but now you're here and I don't feel a thing.
Pay attention, I hope that you listen, 'cause I let my guard down. Right now I'm completely defenseless. For your eyes only, I'll show you my heart. For when you're lonely and forget who you are, I'm missing. You don't run from me.
For your eyes only,
I show you my heart. For when you're lonely and forget who you are, I'm missing out for me. But when we're apart, now you know me. For your eyes only. Your eyes only, I show you my heart. When you're lonely, you forget who you are. I'm missing half of me. When we're apart, now you know me. For your eyes only. Your eyes only.
It's Border Crossings for Your Ears Only. One Direction by request for Turfa in Nigeria listening to the show today. Thank you for the request, Turfa, for One Direction. One Direction, according to, this is a funny thing here, according to a website, which is musicmagpie.com
okay.
in the UK, have named the album Take Me Home, One Direction's second album, as the most unwanted item this past Christmas.
Ah, the cracks are beginning to appear.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. The guys finished on, the X Factor. They did the finale in the UK, and that's it. They're on break now. They have officially taken their break.
I don't think they're going to get back together.
Really? That's your prediction?
That's my prediction.
You were pretty good on predicting whose album would be number one between Justin Bieber and them, so I'm tending to believe you now. You've made me a believer. I mean, a believer.
Well, I mean, they may get back together someday in the future, but I don't see them, like, taking a one-year break and then coming back into the studio and, you know, getting back onto the treadmill. I think that they're going to go their own ways for quite a while.
Mm. And Niall, you know, he's a lucky guy. He was asked recently who he would marry, and who do you think he said?
It was Selena Gomez.
That's right. That was his answer, Selena Gomez. And there's been a rumor the two of them are dating. So that's an interesting.
But all roads lead back to Justin Bieber. It's all like yes. 6 degrees of Justin Bieber.
You've got the voice of Ray McDonald.
Hello.
Hey, Ray is in for our chart chat, which means it's a Tuesday, and we're going to look at some of the hottest hits this week on the Billboard chart.
It's the final chart of 2015. And before we do the music, I have to mention Adele is still number one on the Hot 100 with Hello. She's number one on the album chart with 25, which has now sold 7.13 million copies in the United States alone. So Adele just keeps laying waste to the musical landscape.
I think she called it 25 because that's how many million copies she plans to sell.
It's going to blow past that in no time at all.
Wow.
But for our first song today, we go to a superstar who's still with us. This song came out in 1994, and here it is back in the top 20. And you will learn more about Mariah Carey after All I Want for Christmas Is You. Classic from Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, jumping from 22nd to 18th place on the latest Hot 100. That song came out in November of 1994. Mariah co-wrote the song with her producer at the time, Walter Afanasieff. Global sales of that song are past 14 million. As of 2013, that song earned $50 million in royalties. That was 2 years ago. So basically every Christmas is a very Merry Christmas for Mariah. And it's risen as high as 11th place on the Hot 100. It's Mariah's first trip to the top 20 since 2013, when Beautiful, her duet with Miguel, went to number 15. Mariah is one of those artists now who don't need hits, because she has legions of fans who are going to buy her stuff, and if and when she goes out on tour, people will flock to see her. She's She's a heritage artist.
She's kept herself relevant. You know, she's doing the Las Vegas thing.
Right. The Las Vegas thing.
With the Ultimate Number Ones, her show's called.
Yeah. Her residency.
So she's got it all together. As she was ill a couple weeks ago, she did a New York Christmas thing and had to go to the hospital for dehydration and whatnot, but she bounced back. And so, I like Mariah Carey. I always have.
She's dating a billionaire, James Packer, And she's going to be down in Australia singing for New Year's with him. He's Australian. So, yeah, Mariah's cruising along, and she's back in the top 20. I have one more song for you today. It's from a band that's just on the way up. They're called 21 Pilots. Their song is called Stressed Out, and I'll tell you about them in a minute.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. To play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to hear all the time. Wake up, you need to make money.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, come on, Mom, get off my back. That song is in rotation right now. Power rotation on VOA1. 21 Pilots, Stressed Out, moving from 28th to 19th place on the latest Hot 100. 21 Pilots is two guys from Columbus, Ohio, Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn. Their name comes from a line in the play All My Sons by Arthur Miller. One of the guys was studying that, and he took that line and made it their name. They got together in 2009. They put out two albums by themselves. They self-released two albums before being signed by the Fueled by Ramen label in 2012. Blurry Face is their second major label set. It dropped in May, and it went to number one on the Billboard 200 Pop Albums list. That was their first number one. They toured with Echo Smith this year, a band that I know that you have had on Border Crossings. In February, they kick off a headlining tour of Europe and the UK. They have two Japanese dates in March. and then they'll head back to North America. So they're getting some exposure.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray.
It's yeah, man.
Been a lot of fun and a pleasure working with you this past year.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to do some homework. I have a homework assignment for you.
Okay.
All right. On next Tuesday, when we meet, I want your predictions for 2016. When we meet for the first installment of the new year, you have a whole week to think about it.
I'll have some bold predictions for you.
I want bold predictions.
Yes,
nothing
sir.
Less than bold predictions from Ray.
All right. You asked for it. You're going to get it.
And you've got the Billboard Chart Show every week.
Every week.
And we're going to be looking at the year's biggest hits, I guess, on this week's edition.
I'll be talking about the year's biggest hits, and I'm also going to be keeping you updated on the regular Top 20, which still keeps rolling along, even in this last week.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray McDonald.
All right, Larry.
Appreciate having you on the program. Chart Chat is the name of the segment. Ray McDonald is your chart master, and he will be back again next Tuesday with his predictions for 2016 here on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Charlander, who's listening in Kuwait. Biruk checked in and said that he tunes in Addis Ababa, and he's driving in his Subaru, listening to the tunes right now as the sun is setting. Desale Matku Asfa is tuned into the show, and Germania Lenciano is listening to Border Crossings as well. She's from the Philippines. Fantastic. Send the message. Elias Z. Mann, Abdullah Awell, and Abresh Man, all listening to Border Crossings, and they all checked in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Thank you, Greg Burns, our producer.
საქართველოს არმიაში, რომელიც ყოველ წელს დიდი ნაბიჯებით უახლოვდება ნატოს სტანდარტებს, ჯერაც მოუგვარებელია ხარისხიანი კვებისა და სუფთა სასმელი წყლით უზრუნველყოფის საკითხები.
ხშირ შემთხვევაში წყალი ხდება მიზეზი ჯარისკაცების მოწამვლის.
როგორ აპირებს ასეთ ვითარებაში უფრო რთული სამხედრო ტექნიკური და ლოგისტიკური ამოცანების გადაჭრას თავდაცვის სამინისტროს ახალი ხელმძღვანელობა? უსმინეთ ყოველ ოთხშაბათს კობალიკლიკაძის საავტორო პროგრამას „დაბრკოლების ზოლი“, სიხშირეზე FM 107.4.